Two of the five major record labels say they will change the accounting methods they use to calculate artist royalty payments. Label executives hope the reforms will convince more artists to join the battle against free music on the internet. Artists' rights advocates say it's a step in the right direction for an industry whose accounting and labor practices need major reform. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
2002 has been a year full of headaches for executives at major record labels. The Recording Industry Association of America reports that shipments of CDs were down 7% in the first half of the year. The trade group says that the descendants of Napster are to blame, the online file sharing services that allow fans to download music without paying for it. Outside observers say other factors are to blame: the sluggish economy, the waning of the teen pop boom, and the label's own decision to stop promoting singles in favor of full-length CDs. Meanwhile, some big stars have been in open revolt against record company practices all year long. On the night before the industry's biggest event of the year, February's Grammy Awards ceremony, artists including the Eagles, Weezer, Beck, and Billy Joel performed at four Los Angeles area venues to win the support of fans for the musicians' efforts to change labor and accounting practices in the industry. Concert organizer and Eagles drummer Don Henley told fans at the Great Western Forum to expect more protests.
We want to thank you for coming. This is the first in what promises to be a series of concerts like this. And it's not just about the people who are on stage here this evening. It's about young, struggling artists from all walks of life. Kids who are just starting out in the business and signing contracts that they don't understand.
Those contracts emerged as the main bone of contention between artists and labels over the course of the year. Typical industry contracts include clauses known as standard deductions that chip away at artist royalties. For instance, a certain percentage of royalties is withheld by labels to cover the cost of records that are given away to journalists and radio stations. Another slice is withheld to cover the cost of developing new technology. Some critics say that the last new technology the industry developed was the compact disc, which marked its 20th anniversary this year. Yet another clause allows record companies to deduct the cost of records that break during shipment. Artist rights advocates say that such clauses are antiquated. Jenny Toomey is an independent recording artist and executive director of the Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group, the Future of Music Coalition. She says the breakage clause, for instance, dates back to the era of 78 RPM records.
There's really absolutely no real reason for an artist in 2002 to receive 15% less of their standard royalty for a breakage clause, because we don't really put out acetate records anymore.
This summer, the California legislature held hearings that gave Toomey, Don Henley, and others a platform to vent their frustration with standard industry practices. Late last month, one of the five major labels, the Bertelsmann Music Group, or BMG, announced that as a result of those hearings and the protest concerts, it would simplify the way it calculates royalties by eliminating several of the standard deductions. Jim Cooperman is vice president of legal and business affairs for BMG.
Effectively, the existing artists will be receiving the same pennies, that's how we refer to it in this business, but the same dollars and cents that they've received under their contract before the change of policy. But by eliminating these deductions, it's much clearer.
In the end, artists won't receive any more money. Instead of calculating royalties based on a relatively high rate, less deductions, BMG will calculate payments to artists based on a lower rate with fewer deductions. Cooperman says BMG wants to make its accounting more transparent and hopes that by doing that, it can convince artists to join in the battle against what he calls online piracy, those descendants of Napster.
Illegal online file sharing is really hurting the business. And so we want to foster a stronger working relationship, and we think one of the ways to do that from a business and legal affairs perspective is to make the accounting more straightforward. So we eliminate any confusion, any type of veil of haziness. We want it to be simplified and clear.
Meanwhile, the largest of the major record companies, the Universal Music Group, is changing some of its accounting practices. Universal officials won't talk on the record, but the company released an internal memo that expresses an intention to make it easier for artists to audit the company's royalty accounting. Artists complain that labels have traditionally made it almost impossible to fully account for their earnings. According to the memo, Universal will also allow artists to audit CD manufacturing records for the first time. Kevin Murray is the California state senator who organized this summer's hearings on industry practices. He says while the universal announcement is a step in the right direction, all it really does is bring the company's audit practices into line with those in most other industries.
Let's say we're not even in the record business. One of the things you do in an audit is you find out how many widgets did you make, how many widgets do you have left in inventory, and if you subtract the second number from the first, that's how many you sold. In the record business, if they don't let you look at the audits, then you can never actually verify by any independent means how many records were sold, which is what your royalty is based on.
Murray says neither the Universal memo nor the BMG announcement represent real reform of record company accounting practices.
If you took two of those announcements and put them together, then you'd have something that everybody would say, oh, that's a significant thing.
Record company executives say Murray and other reformers need to be patient. While there's momentum towards greater accounting transparency, they say change takes a lot of time and effort, especially in an industry that's as entrenched as the record business and in conglomerates that are as huge as the major labels. Artist advocates say they'll continue to apply pressure to win more reforms and to make sure that the other three major labels change their practices. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.